Hi, I'm Pinakin Munshi. Today I'm going to take you through Chapter 2, which is Fundamentals of Operations Management, Supply Chain Management, and Logistics. So we will be covering the fundamentals of operations management, supply chain, and logistics, the operations management overview, supply chain management overview, logistics overview, the interconnection of all these three, and finally the summary. So fundamentals of operation management, supply chain, and logistics. These form the backbone of any efficient business, or any business for that matter, efficient or otherwise. So these disciplines work together to ensure seamless production, movement, and delivery of goods and services. So it means right from the sourcing of the raw material, the actualization of the product, that is the production activity or the operations, and finally, the delivery of the goods and services to the customer. So, operations management focuses on optimizing the internal processes, which is the actualization of the product or the service. So, to achieve efficient and high quality standards while doing so. Supply chain management integrates various stakeholders to streamline sourcing, production, and distribution. So supply chain, as we have discussed, is a wider gamut. It includes the sourcing of the raw materials or the services, etc. The production activities or the operations, as we call it. And finally, the distribution, warehousing, distribution, logistics. Logistics ensures the timely and cost-effective transportation and storage of the goods. So why we say storage? Because it includes warehousing as also. So together, they create a system that drives business success and sustainability. So coming to operations management is responsible for designing, overseeing, and refining business processes to maximize efficiency and minimize the cost. So as we have seen in the earlier chapter, you can have different business processes. Even the flow, process flow, which is required for creating a process. We said that in case of assembly line, as in case of automobiles or let's say mobile phones, it's a very linear kind of a flow. There are certain other products where the flow is not very linear. The flow can be zigzag depending upon the operations to be performed on the materials. With operations management, businesses convert inputs such as raw material, labor, and technology into valuable output like goods and services. Fairly simple to understand. So what are the key objectives in operations? So achieve operational efficiency and cost effectiveness. You have to produce quality product as designed at the best price or the best cost, that is at the minimum cost, with the best quality, that means without creating any defective components. Implement quality control measures, because naturally where there are numerous processes, you want to ensure that the product at every stage comes out with the right quality. Continuously improve the processes through methodologies like Lean and Six Sigma. So in Six Sigma, you are improving the quality of the product, you are reducing the defects, etc. And in Lean, you are making use of minimum resources and eliminating waste from the system. What are the technological impact? So AI-driven automation enhances productivity by reducing manual overload. So many things can be automated. They can be done so by jigs and fixtures or by using CNC machines or by robo. Real-time analytics, improve forecasting, decision-making, and resource allocation. So we have seen this in the earlier chapter also, that forecasting plays a very important role. More accurate the forecast, more accurately you will be able to fulfill the market requirement. If your forecast is wrong, you could land with either excess material or you could land in a stockout, which means loss of opportunity. It also helps you better decision making and resource allocation. Modern operations management thrives on innovation, ensuring businesses remain competitive in a dynamic market. So increasingly, the focus is to optimize the operations to fulfill the customer requirement with the best quality in the shortest possible time at the least cost. So supply chain management integrates various activities. As we saw in the past, procurement of the raw materials or services also. Manufacturing, which is the next stage, where you actually take the raw materials, convert them into finished product. Inventory management, which is both the raw material as well as the finished product. And finally, the distribution, where you actually transfer the products to the markets and ultimately to the end consumer. So you do all these in the most efficient way in supply chain management. So what are the primary goals? Primary goals of a supply chain management is to optimize the cost while maintaining efficiency. You want to deliver the goods in the shortest possible time at the right quality and at optimum cost to the organization. Number two, meet the customer demand reliably and sustainably. So you want to, whatever promise you have given to the customer in terms of delivery, you wish to fulfill that reliably. That means as per the commitment that you have given, what we call it as on time in full. And sustainability, that means carbon footprint comes into the picture. So you are using less of fuels, less of energy, less of water. You are generating less of waste. Foster strong supplier relationship. So all this that you're doing while also fostering a very strong supplier relationship. Now, what are the key components, of an end-to-end coordination? Strategic sourcing. So selecting and managing suppliers for quality and reliability. Again, as we saw in the last chapter, you are going to select suppliers who are economical. They may not be economical in terms of price, but they may be economical in your total cost. They may be offering you the best quality in terms of the reliability for delivery, reliability in terms of quality, reliability in terms of information. Demand forecasting. Predicting market needs to avoid shortage or excess inventory. And this is one of the most crucial things, because this drives your inventory management. This drives your operations management. Technology integration. Blockchain ensures transparency. IoT enables real-time tracking. So blockchain basically is something that documents the transactions and they cannot be modified. So they are almost like patthar ki lakir. So, these are the technologies which are used when we are talking of AI integration. Internet of Things is, where you have a continuous real-time monitoring of the equipment and any deviation is immediately noticed and recorded and reported, so that action can be taken, appropriate action can be taken based on that. A well-managed supply chain creates a resilient business ecosystem that adapts to challenges while driving growth. So this is the ideal situation, what we are aiming for. Coming to logistics, basically deals with efficient movement and storage of goods. So logistics focuses on the transportation, warehousing, and distribution of goods to ensure timely delivery. Timely delivery at most cost efficient way. Also while, ensuring that the goods are not damaged or so, throughout the logistics journey. So it plays a crucial role in supply chain effectiveness by optimizing cost and customer satisfaction. whole purpose being, like I said, the purpose of a warehouse is not to store material. The warehouse is supposed to be a temporary transit point as far as the material is concerned. Your purpose is to ensure that the material reaches the customer, end customer, the consumer, at the earliest, and basically ensuring that there is no stock out at the retail. Logistics ensures that product reach their destination efficiently while aligning with the environmental and economic goals. So we said environmental goals are basically the carbon footprint, and economic goals, which is basically at optimum cost or minimum cost. So what are the key elements of logistics? Transportation planning, that is selecting of efficient delivery routes and reducing fuel consumption. So we saw in the earlier chapter how GPS has been helping in selection of the routes, predicting any congestion, any accidents or weather-related disruptions, and how to avoid them, and to plan the most efficient route so that you are reducing the fuel consumption, thus reducing cost as well as the carbon footprint. Warehousing and inventory management, ensuring stock is available when needed. So you want to keep stocks so that they can cater to the market requirement. At the same time, you don't want the stocks to remain for long in the warehouse. Packaging and distribution, protecting the products and streamlining the last mile delivery. Packaging, one of the two basic functions of packaging: one, aesthetics, so that the product looks attractive to the end customer, and most important, to protect the product, so that in transit there is no damage to the product. So imagine you're distributing a fragile material. You don't want the material to be received in a broken condition by the customer or in a damaged condition. So the purpose of packaging is twofold. One is the aesthetics, and the second is to protect. So packaging and distribution covers both protection and streamlining the last mile delivery. Nowadays, packaging also covers eco-friendliness, because you are also trying to see that you are providing eco-friendly material which does not use up natural resources like wood, etc., and they can be recycled. So logistics innovations, AI-powered route optimization reduces delays and fuel cost. So we've already seen this, how it can forewarn you, give you the most optimum routes, can help you optimize the use of your resources, the number of vehicles that you have or the manpower that you have, how they can be effectively used to deliver and provide the best customer experience at minimum cost. Automated warehouses enhance accuracy and reduce manual labor cost. So not just reduce the manual labor cost, it also reduces errors, which is what we mean by enhance accuracy, and reduces the time. That means the time required for picking, consolidation, and even maybe invoicing. Green logistics promotes sustainability by optimizing transport routes and reducing carbon emissions, which we have seen in the above examples. So again, we come to the coffee shop example, which we have seen in the earlier chapter. So when we talk of operations management, we are talking of standardized recipe for different types of coffee. We said the examples were like espresso, cappuccino, or latte, or the various other versions. It could be the cold coffee, etc. So all these for a consistent taste, so that when the customer comes in, every time he orders a particular type of a coffee, the taste is consistent. There is no difference, and he experiences the best quality of the coffee. Manage the staffing schedules and ensure coffee quality. Staffing schedules, this is more of a manpower staffing. Coffee quality, this is when we are talking of the roasting of the coffee, the selection of the coffee, because even roasting is a very complex process. You over roast and you have the taste of the coffee gone. The coffee is too raw and it won't develop the right taste. So ensuring the coffee quality, which also brings into question the quality of the coffee beans. Coming to the supply chain management, focused demand for the coffee beans, because if you look at the retail store, then they need to actually know what is the demand is going to be like. They cannot overstock. If they do so, they will, unnecessarily be carrying a additional inventory. If they understock, in that case, they will stock out. So right from, sourcing of the bin. Now, this is for the roasting centers. Sourcing of the bins from farmers, roasting them, and distributing them to the stores. So supply chain takes care of all these functions. The logistics transports the coffee beans from the farm. So there are two parts to it. One is from the farm to the roasting facility, and the second is from the roasting facility to the retail outlet. So in doing so, the purpose is to prevent any shortages or even overstocking. So each function plays a crucial role in ensuring that the customers enjoy a perfect cup of coffee every time. What we are talking about here is experience for which the customer pays. Let's talk of the interconnection. Let's talk of the interconnection between operations management, supply chain management, and logistics. So operations, supply chain management, and logistics don't work in isolation. They are all interconnected. And they are part of the overall supply chain system. Operations ensures product consistency and quality. They actually ensure that the product is manufactured or produced as per the specifications in the shortest possible time at the optimum cost. Supply chain coordinates the sourcing, production, and supplier management. So right from your forecasting to procuring to providing it to the operations, and once it is produced, supplying it to the markets. Supplier management also forms a part of the supply chain management. Logistics ensures timely delivery and efficient inventory control. So when integrated effectively, these processes help businesses maintain reliability and operational excellence. So if a customer receives a defective coffee batch, logistics will handle the return. Now this we are talking, let us say that you're delivering a coffee bin, which the customer, or ground coffee, which the customer is going to brew at his own place. So if he's not happy with the quality, then he's going to return the coffee beans or the coffee, ground coffee. So logistics has the responsibility of returning it. Supply chain investigates the supplier issues, where the thing went wrong, whether it was the operations or whether it was the quality of the bins which had come in. Operation adjusts the quality checks. They will also see what were the quality checks done, whether the quality of the input was right, the raw material was right, whether the processes were carried out correctly, and the product was tested before it passed on, for supply to the market. This interdependency highlights the importance of a well-documented business framework. So we saw the reverse logistics, but it tells you how the system works going forward as well as going the reverse, that is the reverse logistics. Why it matters? So it matters because it ensures high quality products and services. Integration of the operations, supply chain, and logistics basically ensures the right quality and high quality of the products, optimizes the cost while maintaining customer satisfaction, enhances business sustainability through responsible sourcing and logistics. So here, one of the, objective is also to ensure that there are no customer returns, because a customer return basically means a poor quality which has gone to the customer. So what are the typical challenges faced? Fluctuating demand. We have seen this, that with the increasing complexity, the demand cannot be predicted. Imagine a time when a company made one type of a coffee. Today, the same company may be making five different types of coffee. They may be making different blends. So there could be a blend of coffee and chicory. There could be a particular coffee where there is no chicory in it. And also the sourcing of the bins could be from various regions. Naturally, you know, when we are talking of this kind of a complexity, the demand for each of these coffee, they can fluctuate, and predicting the market becomes one of the challenge. Supply chain disruptions. So managing risk from unexpected delays or shortages, especially when you're getting your raw material, let's say coffee in this particular case, is coming from far off places, then there can be delays, there can be disruptions because of traffic conditions. If it's coming from overseas, then there could be disruptions because of global factors due to regional conflicts, etc. Operational costs, balancing efficiency with cost effectiveness. So yes, you can have efficiency and cost effectiveness, but sometimes it becomes either efficiency or cost effectiveness. So these needs to be balanced. This is one of the challenge faced by the integration. Technology implementation, integrating AI and automation while training personnel. This will seem to, going forward, how it becomes a challenge. A strong understanding of operations, supply chain and logistics helps businesses navigate challenges and build a resilient system for long-term success. So you need to design your systems for success. And one of the critical factors is the integration of supply chain with the operations management and the logistics. So what are the core concepts of operation management? So first one is the process, designing the workflow. Now, when we talk of a thing like coffee, it's fairly simple. The coffee beans may be received, they may be inspected, they may be some cleaning process may happen so that any impurities, etc., or flake or flack which is there may be cleaned out, and then it can be taken for washing. Subsequently, it can be taken for drying and then roasting, and maybe the roasted coffee beans can be then packed for distribution, or there may be a one more step ahead of, you know, grinding the coffee beans and packing the ground beans. But not all processes are so simple. Even we have seen the example of automobile, where it's a fairly straightforward process. But there are many operations or operation management systems where the flow, workflow can be fairly, I would say, complex. They can be flexible. That means it's not necessary that they need to follow a linear path. There can be operations which can be interchanged. That means you can do an operation first, or you can do it after two more operations. So designing the workflow becomes most important. Efficiency, optimizing the resources. So one of the objectives is also to ensure that you are able to do these things in the most efficient way. Third is the quality, ensuring the quality standards. So whatever standards you have set out, whatever quality you have designed, trying to ensure that you are getting that quality consistently. Capacity, managing the output levels so that all your crucial equipment are used effectively and they don't go idle, especially the bottleneck equipment. So in every organization, generally you have some critical equipment which are bottleneck equipment. partly because they are very expensive. So it's not that you can have multiple of those equipment, and you need to make maximum use of those equipment, and you do not want to allow those equipment to go idle. Why? Because they decide the final output of your operations. So capacity, managing capacity is one more important aspect. So operations management is responsible for designing, managing, and optimizing the processes that convert inputs such as raw material, labor, and information into valuable outputs like goods and services. One of the resources here is also the machines. So when we say raw material, labor, and machines, because you know the machines also can be resources which are in short supply. Operations management is about producing the right product in the right quantity, at the right time, and at the right cost. A foundational principle for business success. So this is, always the phrase that we use, you know, the right quality at the right time and the right price. Here we are saying the right cost because we are inward looking. We are looking at it from the organization's point of view. And these will ensure success. So when you say right price, it's the price at which you can sell your product, you know, because if you cost of the product is high, naturally you will price the product high. Nobody can sell a product below the cost price, right? And in that case, you will not be able to sell the product if you price it higher, unless there is something unique in your product. So objective, ensure efficient cost effectiveness and alignment with business goals. And what are the key focus areas? Quality, that means the right quality. Consistency, all products should be identical, consistent. Coffee beans, you don't want batch-to-batch variation. Coffee beans may be right, but you don't want every batch to taste different. So consistency, resource optimization, so that your resources are being utilized in the best possible manner. And the resources could be labor, could be machines, could be your raw materials, and process improvement. So as you go ahead, you want to keep on improving your process, keep on making it more efficient. So importance supports agility, competitiveness, and profitability in a dynamic market environment. So let us say that I'm making 10 types of coffee. Then I would like to, make that coffee for which there is a demand. And for that, my systems need to be agile so that I need to be able to switch between the grades of coffee that I'm making. Competitiveness, make the best quality coffee at the most competitive price, and something that the customer would love to buy. Profitability will come from the cost. So the lower the cost, I'm able to make more profit, because many a times the prices are governed by the market. So in a market, these are the important factors. So coming to the core concept of process design. So process design is the framework for creating efficient workflows that deliver quality output. So we saw that, the workflow has to be linear in case of assembly lines, need not be linear in certain other cases, where you have various processes and the product has to pass through those processes to actually become the final product. So what are the key elements? Process type. So job shop, this is what we talked about, where you have a very flexible routing. You have low volumes, but very high variety. So you are making less number of products and a wide variety of products. Or it could be, let's say I'm just making one particular article, but many variants of that article. So one example given here is custom furniture. The second example is the assembly line, which is more linear, more predictable. Here the volumes are very high. Variety is low. When you say variety is low, It could be that you're making multiple variants of a car, but you're making the same model. Maybe the colors are different. Maybe the seats are different depending upon the model. So if it's a luxury, you're putting a leather seat. If it's a mid-segment car, maybe it has got a fabric upholstery. But, you know, the operations are very linear on an assembly line and very predictable.